This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
Well, this is Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League Edition. You're with Dan Roebuck alongside me, Steve Wiss, Will White and RJ as we dissect the round of 16 second leg ties still to be played. Just a reminder of the BetRivers futures prices as they stand. Manchester City are the favourites at plus 165, Real Madrid plus 450, Arsenal plus 600 along with Bayern, Inter plus 900, Paris Saint-Germain plus 1200 and Barcelona a 20-1 shots at plus 2,000. Just want to canvas some very brief opinion on those odds. And in particular, chaps, Paris Saint-Germain, and this is a bit of recency bias because I commentated on them against Rennes yesterday and indeed against Real Sociedad last week as well. They haven't moved, Steve, in the market at all, as far as I can see. Plus 1,200 ahead of the Real Sociedad first leg, and they beat a Spanish side home and away. Why are they not shorter?
All right, Dan, Will and RJ, good to be back with the gang again here for Champions League. In terms of PSG, I got that game wrong last week. I thought that they would struggle in that match against Real Sociedad, but I think a lot of it was to do with the opposition. That they were just, they showed their lack of experience at Champions League level. And PSG pounced on that. Mbappe produced a performance. It was probably the best I've seen PSG in a crucial away match in Europe for quite some time, to be honest with you. So I think we've got to consider that. Maybe they can get themselves up now for the really big games. And that was definitely a big positive for PSG. They've got a manager who also knows how to deal with these sort of situations. So, yeah, I think they maybe deserve to be a little bit shorter, but this is now a dangerous, dangerous time for anyone getting involved in the outright market. I'll tell you why. Firstly, because at the time of recording, you know, the ties on this week are very close. We could see lots of different outcomes. And then secondly, the draw will be made for the quarterfinals, but at the same time, it'll be done for the semifinals. So we will soon know the exact route teams are going to have. And I can guarantee you, there will be a tough section and there will be an easier section. It's the way it works in sports. So if you're having a bet on the outright market before that draw happens, you are kind of rolling the dice a little bit.
You've got to get lucky. You've got to get lucky.
Yeah, you've got to get a bit lucky, perhaps. You know, maybe that's how you want to bet. You take a chance on a team and end up in a good section, and then you are getting a bit of value, but you could get drawn shockingly. So I just don't think it's a great time to be getting involved in outrights for the Champions League.
I mean, Will, we saw that, didn't we, last season to a certain extent with Inter. It really opened up for Inter last year. And obviously the form line says they were runners-up and played well in the final. So we tend to hang a little bit on that. And that's why, one of the reasons why I think a lot of us have tipped Inter up this year. I mean, they're plus 900 now. If the draw opens up again, it could be really nice for them. Any thoughts on outright prices at the moment?
I think the market's pretty accurate. You've got to expect that this point in the tournaments. In regards to PSG, I think really the market's just kind of caught up with certainly where I've had PSG rated in the grand scheme of things, in accordance with my ratings. I look at the likely makeup of the last eight and think, well, which of these teams are PSG better than? Which of these teams would PSG be favourites to qualify versus? And I have a hard time thinking of any of those remaining eight teams that PSG would be favourites to qualify against. So I think, you know, I think what Steve said about Real Sociedad kind of freezing, they did to our detriment. We fancied them to be much more competitive than they actually were. And yeah, I think their price is about right, basically.
RJ, same questions, really. I mean, Bayern and PSG were sort of heavy hitters or have been heavy hitters over the last few years, just in terms of the market. And Bayern bounced back after that Lazio defeat, PSG winning home and away as well. Should we take these two sides more seriously, or are they gettable, as Will suggests?
Yeah, I do think they're gettable. I mean, Bayern, I think, is a little bit of a different story. I mean, PSG, I mean, I know we had differing opinions on the last show, but I mean, Real Sociedad were a team that were, you know, struggling for form perspective heading into that PSG stage. So, you know, not a massive shock to in my opinion, that they advanced through with Real Sociedad. But you look at all the teams, like Will said, that are remaining. It's hard to see PSG favorites in those perspectives. And, you know, Bayern's a team that seems to be clicking again. They're moving up. They're getting back to form. But PSG, just in general, are a side that just don't score enough goals, in my opinion. And when you get to this stage, yes, you don't need a lot of goals to advance. It's typically defensive battles, especially in the first legs. But I don't know. PSG, Dan, to me, just, you know, as much as I want to see them advance, I don't think they're a side that's going to get it done this year.
Yeah, they are Mbappe reliant, as we saw against Rennes yesterday. Didn't start in that Ligue 1 fixture, came on, had a couple of pot shots late on, but a 2-2 draw with Will Still's side. Just very, very quickly on the goal scorer situation. Mbappe's got 6 now, plus 300. Kane has got 6, so has Haaland. Kane plus 275, Haaland plus 110. Any thoughts, Steve, Will, RJ, anything on goal scorer market at the moment? I mean, is it a three-way go here?
Well, we have various outrights on Kane.
What are we holding tickets on?
Harry Kane is what I think we have 2 outright tickets on Harry Kane. So he's the one. We really want Bayern to get a nice draw in the next round against a soft defence. You know, we wouldn't want them getting, say, Inter or Atletico, really. We want them involved in a game where they could be quite a few goals. But it's close, isn't it? I mean, it's one of those years where, you know, reaching the final could be the key factor in if you're the top scorer or not this time.
Chaps, anything else to add? Top goal scorer?
Yeah, I agree. I agree pretty much with what Steve said. It does look to be a three-way market at this point, and I'm pretty happy with our Kane tickets. I would have liked Bayern to kind of be performing a bit more convincingly, but yeah, I think we got a pretty big price on Kane, so I'm pretty happy with that, yeah.
RJ?
Yeah, I mean, I expect Mbappe to probably net a couple more, but it's how far PSG will advance for me. And I think, obviously, you look at City and Bayern, I'd say arguably they have a better chance to advance. So it's likely one of those two, in my opinion, to take the crown.
Yeah, Alvarez now 50-1. He was a 25-1 shot when I said he was a good bet. Now he's 50s. I can move the market, but unfortunately in the wrong direction. Let's start some previews, shall we? 4 games to get through, 2 Tuesday, 2 on Wednesday. Arsenal versus Porto, 3 p.m. Eastern Tuesday. Or is it 4 p.m. Eastern Tuesday? I'm getting these 4. Times completely wrong. It's 4 p.m, isn't
Me
it?
Me too. Eastern, Me too, Dan.
Eastern Tuesday. Arsenal are the shortest price favourites this midweek at minus 420 here. Porto plus 1,300. Draw plus 525 here. Porto, big price winners in the first leg, of course, plus 460 with that late goal against Arsenal in northern Portugal. It was a real stop-start game, ball in play for around about 50 minutes. Will, what do we expect in terms of the second leg at Emirates? Are Porto going to try and do similar as they did in that first leg and try and make it a sort of tough watch for punters and fans?
Yeah, I think they're going to try and implement a similar game plan for sure. Whether they can get away with it away from home, or whether they can weather that early storm is going to be key here. If they can weather that early storm and get through the first 15-20 minutes, I think they might have a shot, but that's debatable. I mean, they actually genuinely won that game in the first leg, right? They won the XG battle 1.19 to 0.42. Often when you look at these kind of underdogs getting the win, I mean, they were a significant underdog. They were a big price. Often when you look at the underlying data, it kind of tells a different story, and perhaps, you know, you would expect to look at the underlying data in this game and Porto to have got quite lucky and got the rub of the green, but they didn't. They deserve to win. I did lean Porto plus 1.75 on the Asian handicap because I think that's a high line. But, you know, ultimately Arsenal are getting a 0.25-ish goal boost for the must-win factor here. My ratings have Arsenal 1.5 goal favourites, but I just can't pull the trigger because I think Arsenal might come out and blow them away in the first 15-20 minutes. And I think the boys might have plays that kind of back up that line of thinking.
Very, very true. We're looking for goals. And Steve, as far as you're concerned, in the first half.
Yeah, I was a little bit torn with this match. There's 2 bets I like. This one I'm taking now is over 1.25 Asian goals in the first half. But I also do like the Arsenal Asian handicap for the whole match, which is generally up around the -1.75 mark. I think this game goes one of two ways. I think either Arsenal convincingly go through or they get knocked out. I don't think Arsenal are going to go through in a close fashion, basically. But I mean, Will mentions that early storm, but an Arsenal will definitely put Porto under a lot of pressure in the initial exchanges here. You know, if you've watched Arsenal since the famed Dubai trip that they had, they've been pretty damn good, really, haven't they? You know, they've scored, I mean, at least two goals have been scored in 9 of their last 13 games in all competitions. If we look at them in just the Champions League this season at home, they smashed Lens 6-0, 4-0 against PSV, 2-0 against Sevilla. And, you know, Porto are an upgrade on those sides, but how much? Not by a huge amount, I don't think. So if Arsenal play like they have done at home in Europe so far this year, then I think they can come out of the traps pretty quickly. We've just seen them on the front foot so early, so often recently. Like, it's amazing how good they've been in the first sort of half an hour of a match. So that's why I really like the goals here. And you know, Porto are an interesting side. They're not that bad. And if I would love to see them actually come here with a few balls and have a really good go, because I think Arsenal can actually be got at if you get under their skin a bit. And look, we saw the Brentford game at the weekend, didn't we? Everything was going hunky-dory. Then the Ramsdale mistake happened and the nerves were everywhere. And they only just got by Brentford in the second half. So I think if a match gets close, if it goes, say, to extra time, I'd be actually leaning in the Porto quarter, really. But I just think Arsenal are going to... It's a big game for Arsenal. They've got to show what they're about here. I think they can get through fairly convincingly, and aided by a really strong first half. I think I could see them being 2-0 up at half-time, Dan. So I like the Asian handicap. Oh, 1.25 in the first half. If there's one goal exactly, we'll just lose half the bet, which is not terrible. But I do think Arsenal come out really strong.
Come out strong, score goals in the first half, and hopefully, RJ, for your play, score goals full stop, although not necessarily Arsenal goals here, because you are on a total goals line. It's an Asian line here, but as Will has pointed out, look, Arsenal, they've got to score two, basically, and if they're going to score two, you tend to think that they might score three and four. What's your angle in here? You're on mute, RJ. There we go.
Yellow card already. Jeez.
Early yellow.
I got to watch out here.
Tightrope for the rest of it.
Yeah. So Arsenal Porto over three at -103. As we said, they are down 1-0 deficit from the first leg. Late goal by Galeno, the Brazilian on Porto, right? Secured their little lead here. But as you said, they need at least two to advance, right? And Arsenal's performance, particularly at home and in the Champions League, has been noteworthy. They're one of my favorite sides to watch this season. And, you know, you look at some of their previous matches, guys, you know, in the Champions League, 6-0 against Len, 2-0 against Sevilla, 4-0 against PSV. Those are all at home. And Porto on the road so far, you know, they've allowed a 2-2 against Barcelona, 1 against Antwerp, 1 against Shakhtar Donetsk of the Ukrainian league. They're a different side than they are, you know, on the road than they are at home. They've have won or are unbeaten in their last six matches, but they have conceded in four out of their last five away matches. So kind of the tale of two sides, typically what you see. One of the interesting things, and this is particularly important for Steve's wager, is no team has scored more first half goals in this competition than Arsenal. They're the highest scoring team in the first half in this competition. And particularly if you want to have a little bit of a wing and a prayer, I did a little research between minutes 21 and 25 and 41 and 45 had the highest likelihood of a goal. So it was like a 24% chance. So I don't know. I just wanted to throw that out there for the risk takers, but you know, Arsenal have Gabriel Jesus, Saka. Jesus has been involved in 20 goals in the last 18 Champions League starts, and Saka is one of the top contributors, as I mentioned, from an assist perspective. So, you know, Arsenal has also conceded in their last seven matches against Portuguese opposition. So that's also a stat that was pretty interesting. But you know, their lineup is pretty strong. I believe they're fairly healthy. They're not going to have too many injury concerns. Porto will be without long-term absence Mehdi Taremi, the Iranian striker. He's still on the mend. They have Brazilian horsepower, if you will, that kind of lead their attack. But I really like over three here based on the fact of the situational perspective. Arsenal need at least two goals. At home, they've proven to be a very tricky opponent, and I expect Porto to take a little bit of a softer approach, just try to, as Will said, kind of preserve what they have in that defensive, but I don't think it's going to last. I don't think they're going to be able to withstand this attack, and that's going to open up the match. And over three at next to even money, I really like our chance to at least get push or a return of the stake, and hopefully we see that fourth.
Very quickly, who's going to qualify for the quarterfinals, Steve?
Arsenal.
-165 to qualify, and you know, odds on in English terminology, it might not be the worst bet. Will?
Arsenal too.
RJ?
Yeah, Arsenal without a doubt, my opinion.
Three ticks for Arsenal to qualify. We will not see Sergio Conceição doing a Jose Mourinho down the touchline, according to the boys. 20 years almost to the day since he did that at Old Trafford. A smirk there from Leeds fan Steve Wiss. Barcelona-Napoli, we take in next Tuesday, 4 p.m. Barcelona -114, Napoli +320, draw +270. Barcelona, I don't know why I've put this in the running order, but I've said they remain unconvincing. I don't even know if that's true. They are minus money favourites, RJ. If you've played at minus money at home this season in La Liga, you're making money. And they did win all of their games at the Olympic Stadium, in the group stages, in the Champions League this season. I mean, I want to fade Barcelona, but stats are saying otherwise. What's your take on this one, RJ, before we get a pick?
Yeah, I think it's tough to fade Barcelona, especially at home after that 1-1 draw. It sets up for a very interesting second leg. One, I think that could be somewhat high scoring, although I don't have an official play. Some of the interesting facts with Barcelona, or notable facts, I guess, if you will. Sergio Roberto's at risk for suspension if he is booked. So, you try to look at, like, the teams in the card perspective, like who's at risk to miss out on next game. Sometimes that leads for a more cautious style of play. Looking at the most recent results, Barcelona 1-0 win over Mallorca. Napoli managed a 1-1 draw against Torino. Both sides are relatively consistent, right? You know, you're not overly shocked at what you're going to get from these sides. There are some injury concerns with both teams. Barcelona's got a pretty long list of injuries. Zielinski came up limp over the weekend for Napoli. He's likely out, I believe, last I checked. So there's some key players out in these matches. But, I kind of like the look of a draw here at +265 in regulation if I had to kind of take a stab at something. But this is going to be a tight, cagey match.
Which should be good for Steve's play here. 1-1 the first game, of course, and Steve, a 1-1 draw would suit your purpose again.
Well, I backed the under 2.75 in the first leg, and I'm going to do exactly the same in the second leg. At -118, under 2.75 goals. I really like RJ's shout for the draw there, actually. It would not surprise me at all if this ended 0-0 or 1-1. And he's talked about the team news there. Barcelona, of course, do have plenty of injury doubts here. I think Rafinha was the latest to hobble off at the weekend. Although, you know, a big match like this, you've got to expect that he'll probably be fit. But you know, the likes of Xavi, Pedri, De Jong, I think, is out of this game. Ferran Torres is a doubt. It's been the same story for Barca all season. They've been walking wounded, haven't they? And Napoli pretty healthy. Zielinski actually definitely out because he's not registered for the Champions League. Mm. They, I think it's a bit of retribution because you're going to leave the club in the summer. A bit petty, really. But apart from that, they're in good nick. Look, both sides all season have generally underachieved their goal metrics. And you know, we saw that in the first leg, really. Actually, it was a legitimate under despite ending 1-1. I think it's tight, tense. No one wants to lose this. Wouldn't shock me if this went all the way to extra time and even penalties, Dan. Got to remember, Barcelona, they're not actually at home as such, are they? You know, the new camp is under reconstruction, and I just think they could really do with being there on a night like this to get them over the line. I actually would lean towards Napoli to qualify in this game, if I gun to my head, but I think it could go either way, really. All I keep hearing from Barcelona fans at the moment is a lot of moaning and groaning about how awful the football is to watch. And I think with Barcelona, a bit of a feast or famine side this year, if you look at their goal stats, they rank quite high for matches over 3.5 and over 4.5 goals. But 8 times in the Liga, the games have gone under 1.5 as well. So it's one or the other, isn't it? And I think it's going to be the under version of them here. The good thing is, I think whoever gets ahead in this game will just want to preserve it, because it's so close and so tight. The stakes are really, really high. And it just feels like another under game to me. And the 2.75 line, it does give a bit of extra insurance. Half loss if it is exactly 3 goals. But I think that 1-1 draw may well be in play again here, Dan. Under 2.75 for me.
Will, any angle for you? Any leans?
I quite like the draw, actually, as well. Plus 265, were we saying that? Yeah, that.
So yeah, plus 270 now. It's just been inched out a little bit.
Yeah, I quite fancy that. When we previously spoke about the first leg in this game, we previewed it, we talked about how these two teams had the best defensive records across Europe in the major European league last season. I mean, it's kind of crazy to think that we're looking at another 2.75 line. It's pretty short odds, but yeah, the odds have been bouncing around a lot here. I've ummed and ahed about a play. Frankie de Jong and Pedri being out for Barca are huge. It's moved the line at least a quarter of a goal. The first game was very tight. I can see it being the same again. So, correct scores, maybe we're looking at a 0-0 or a 1-1.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? And just, Will, very quickly on the home situation, and Steve pointed out, and we've mentioned it this season. I mean, at the start of the campaign, what sort of percentage did you take off Barcelona at home because they weren't playing at Camp Nou? And how much have you adjusted it over the course of the season? Is it still a thing? Or are they now just as good as they were at Camp Nou? Or do you still take a few cents off? How do you approach that here?
I measure home advantage in a proportion of goals. So typically in La Liga, I believe I've got home advantage around 0.32 of a goal or 0.3 of a goal. And I think for Barca's temporary home situation, I've knocked that down to 0.22 of a goal.
Has that changed over the course of the year, or is that what it is now?
No, that's still what it is now. So we're looking at about a third reduction in home field advantage for their temporary stadium. I agree with Steve. Like, this is the type of game where they need that like Camp Nou atmosphere, and I think it's a factor.
Who's going to qualify? RJ, who's going through here? Napoli are plus 195 to qualify. Barcelona 250. Which team makes the quarters?
I'd have to lean Barca. I just want to correct one thing. I on the Zielinski note, before like some of the YouTube comments come in, I was aware he was not participating in the Champions League. I know there's rumors of him moving to Inter. So I just wanted to call that out. But yeah, I think Barcelona, if I had to flip a coin, Dan, here.
Well, I mean, the short price favorite is minus 250 to qualify because of that home field advantage. Will, who goes through?
At the prices, I'd have to say Napoli, but if you're asking me who's more likely to go through, it's Barca, but at the prices, Napoli.
Steve? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go Napoli on penalties. I think I don't think BetRivers offer this right now, but it might on game day. I think you could do worse than backing either side to win on penalties. Usually around about 10, 12 to 1, isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, each of two, usually. I mean, Barcelona have won 5 of 6 UEFA penalty shootouts, but the last was back in 1989, I think, and Napoli, just looking at the stats here, have won 1 of 3. But it's fairly meaningless because they're all quite some time ago. Could be an interesting one, that, in play with BetRivers, of course. Wednesday games to take a look at. Atletico Madrid against Inter next, 4 p.m. Wednesday. Atleti plus 200, Inter plus 150, draw plus 220 for the second leg. Inter up, of course, from the first leg. A lot of bettors, Steve, holding big prices on Inter in the futures market. It's not going to be easy for them, I would suggest here. And just the money line price intrigues me, because Atleti were plus 180 to beat Real Madrid earlier this season in La Liga. They're plus 200 to beat Inter. Are we saying that Inter are better than Real Madrid? What do we think? What's your thoughts on this one, Steve?
I don't have an official bet on the game, but obviously I'm cheering on Inter Milan to qualify on them 20-1 outright. So we can get them through and get in the other section to Manchester City. I think I'd back them to make the final, personally. So, but this is going to be tough. This is just the definition of awkward, isn't it? At least they've got a 1-0 advantage against Atletico Madrid, and that could be absolutely crucial. It really could. Mm. You know, the Atletico Madrid will be fighting right until the very last second, and they're not going to be any pushover whatsoever. If I had to, there's probably slight value on Atletico Madrid draw no bet, actually. I mean, Atletico Madrid are plus 200 to win the second leg. Yeah, it'd be just like them, wouldn't it, to grind out a 1-0 and we go all the way to extra time. But I think Inter have got that solid backbone and they can come here and get the result they need. And yeah, it could be a draw. They might even take advantage of Atletico Madrid having to go for it. At some point, Atletico Madrid might have to go for it here, for sure. The only way that changes is if, you know, they're 1-0 up and everyone gets cagey towards extra time. If Inter score a goal, the whole match goes wide open. I know I'm reluctant to tip any card bets now because I know it's quite hard for some to actually get on the card markets, but this surely is going to be a game full of cards. The referee, Simon Maciniak, the supposed best referee in the world.
Best ref in the world.
I mean, he's not got to beat much, has he, for that tag? But, you know, World Cup referee, Champions League final referee, generally dishes out quite a few. It's funny, the last time he was seen in the Champions League, nine cards and a controversial penalty in the PSG-Newcastle game. Mm. Now, have they been hiding him because of that? It was a mistake, wasn't it? Mm. That was definitely not a penalty. So have they been hiding him since then? I don't know. But he's given exactly 5 cards in 3 of his last 4 UCL games. Of course, you can guess the card line is between 4.5 and 5.5. So, you know, the values, it's tough, isn't it? It's going to be right on the button. But I do, this really feels like a match that could get really dirty. So I'd be looking at cards.
Okay. Tight affair. But the layers know that, Will. But still, you're going to go unders.
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry, overs. You're going overs. I'm misreading my notes. You're going overs. This is a classic Will White uncomfortable play, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable about it, Dan. I think there would have been a time where you'd look at this matchup and you'd certainly be looking to target unders. But I think both of these teams have moved on, and we've spoken about it a lot, especially with Simeone at Atleti. We've looked at the data about how this season they're averaging a total of 2.95 XG per game versus 2.6 from the 2021-22 season. I'm measuring it against the 2021-22 season because that kind of transition started last season. So they kind of, it was a bit of a Jekyll and a Hyde at Atleti last season. But I'm surprised to see the main over-under Asian line at 2.25 here. I'm happy to bet the over at minus 120. Despite the 1-0 scoreline of the first leg, it was much more open. The data suggests, I think there were around 2.92 total expected goals in the first leg. I think Inter especially deserved to score more than one goal. And considering that Inter have only been shut out once all season, and that was in a heavily rotated final group stage game of this competition against Real Sociedad, I don't think Simeone is going to sit back here. I think he's going to realize that Atleti are likely going to have to score at least twice. And I think he'll look to implement a high-pressing, attacking, front-foot, heavy game plan. And I think that might leave them vulnerable at the back. I mean, Atleti themselves have been far from watertight this season. Inter are generating an incredible amount of scoring chances. And I was actually looking at both teams to score yes as well. I think that's quite interesting. But at minus 127, it's a little bit short. Mm. Griezmann is a bit of an X factor because he's been out injured for a little while. And I've got a feeling that Simeone might just be managing him and he's likely to be back here. But until I get confirmation of that, it might be worth holding off on this overs play. Money did come for the overs in the first leg. I'd expect that to happen again if Griezmann is confirmed in.
Interesting. Watch out for the team news, of course, ahead of kickoff in that game at the Wanda Metropolitano. RJ, brief thoughts on this one for you. Any leans?
Yeah, I have a slightly different approach. I almost went under on this match. I think there's a couple interesting points from a team perspective. Savic on Atletico is due to a risk of suspension with further bookings, and Henrik Mkhitaryan also facing suspension with another booking. Atletico, you know, over the weekend did lose to Cadiz on the road 2-0, who were in the relegation zone, or who are in the relegation zone. And there's Diego Simeone and Ngaze were teammates at Lazio. They did have the Italian double in 1999-2000 season. Thomas Lemar, and I believe Griezmann will. I read news that I don't know if he's going to be playing in this match. So that, I mean, we'll have to confirm that. That's a good call out. But Inter, with their single goal lead, they've conceded the fewest goals in Serie A this season domestically. You know, I don't know. I have a hard time seeing a lot of goals here. I expect Inter to sort of just will this one out, defensive battle. But, you know, TBD. But that's just my two cents here.
That'll be interesting. I think the general consensus will always be unders. I think that's what I thought. But obviously, overs for Will here in the line at 2.25 is interesting at -120. Who qualifies here? Inter, obviously, with that goal advantage from the first leg, -360. Atletico +250. Steve, who goes through? What's the value Inter. Who goes through?
Inter will go through.
Inter go through. Will?
Yeah, Inter 2.
RJ?
Inter. Yeah.
Interesting. I just sort of sneak for Atleti. They just sometimes get it done, don't they? +250, you never know. Dortmund against PSV, the last game we look at, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern. Dortmund +114, PSV +230, draw +280 for this second leg. 1-1 draw, of course, the Netherlands for the first game. Dortmund -150 to qualify, biggest price of the favourites, so to speak, to make the last eight here. Will, are the odds makers still getting seduced by PSV's domestic record? We've talked about it a lot on the show here. They are +100 to qualify. How do you see this second leg?
I think it's a fascinating tie, really, this one. The first leg was fascinating. The market before the first leg, the betting market I'm talking about, was also fascinating. It's all about how do you rate an outstanding Eredivisie team in the wider European scheme of the kind of the bigger league teams. But PSV were pretty dominant in that first leg. They won the XG supremacy battle by an impressive 0.72 goals. I think they were hard done by. So, no, I don't think the line makers have got them wrong. I think, you know, that's kind of demonstrated by the line here, right? The main Asian line is -0.25, Dortmund -0.25. I think that will surprise quite a few bettors that might have expected Dortmund to be -0.5 or maybe even -0.75. My take on this game is it's hard to oppose either of these teams at home, but as an uncomfortable bet, if money comes for Dortmund and we see PSV on the +0.5 main Asian line, -110, let's say, that would start to interest me. It would be uncomfortable because you look at that Dortmund starting 11 and bench, really. They're quite healthy at the moment. And it's pretty formidable. You know, they've got some really exciting, talented players, particularly in those kind of wide attacking areas. You know, they're uncomfortable to take on. I look at this game and I think goals, but I think PSV will get their fair share of them. So yeah, that would be my take on the game.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the line moves. If you can get the draw fully on your side, it could be a play. Steve, briefly on this one, what do you like?
I nearly had a bet in this game, Dan. It was going to be a half unit play. I think you'd have quite liked it. And I was going to go for the draw, exactly, +275. I think this could go all the way to extra time and penalties. I said that before the first leg. A crazy stat going into this. I don't even know how this is possible. 12 of the last 13 Borussia Dortmund Champions League games have gone under 2.5 goals. Wow. Now, that is a stat. It's just gone way under the radar. I can't believe it. You watch Dortmund over the last couple of years. Mostly their games are pretty open and very watchable, but for some reason in the Champions League, the games have gone under a lot. Under 2.5 goals is plus 138 with BetRivers, by the way, for those who are brave enough. I've got a ticket on PSV to qualify. I really don't know if that's going to cash or not. I think it's a toss-up game. I don't trust Dortmund. I haven't done for a while. And I think whoever wins this tie, this is the team that everyone's going to want to draw in the quarterfinals, really. So no bet for the second straight week for me. Cheering on PSV, obviously. I think it's going to end a draw.
It wouldn't be a Champions League preview show without some prop bet previews from RJ. And RJ's got two official plays, corners and shots on targets. RJ, what have you got for us in this Dortmund PSV game?
Yeah, this was an intriguing one for me, Dana. Normally, I don't like to bundle my eggs in one basket, so to speak. But I do like the look of over 9.5 corners at even money, plus 100. And over 9.5 shots on target at minus 115. Right, recapping the first leg, 1-1 draw. Dortmund, Daniel Malen scored against his former club. And then Luke Dejean equalized from the penalty spot. Nico Schlotterbeck is suspended for this match for Dortmund, the defender. And Hummels could be suspended or will miss the next match if he's booked. And then, you know, for PSV, Chucky Lozano is at risk of missing the next match if booked as well. I mean, Dortmund coming in this match, one loss in six matches, recently won over the weekend, I believe yesterday against Werder Bremen. And then PSV haven't lost in their last six matches and the latest victory over a club called Go Ahead Eagles in the Dutch Eredivisie. So, you know, Dortmund come in as favorite, rightfully so. I think at home, PSG will have to deal with the yellow wall, right, of Dortmund's home fans. It's going to be a crucial factor here. And it's an intimidating place, one of the tougher places to go in the German Bundesliga and in Europe, for that matter. It's definitely an intimidating atmosphere. But from a shot and corner perspective, so I looked at this. There was enough data to quantify looking at the tournament data versus just overall 25. So shots on target, even 10 for both sides. So it's close, right? It's slightly over that 9.5. But what was interesting here was it was relatively consistent, right? Both these sides for shots on target, 5.76 shot on target for equally. Shots against 4.4, 4.33. So very similar. So this is, I guess we'll call it one of Will's uncomfortable bets where it, you know, I do expect quite a bit of shots. It's 1-1. So, you know, I don't think either side will really try to just, it's not like there's either side has a deficit here. It will be a cautious type approach, but both these sides have a lot of firepower, very attacking prowess. So it's close. It's going to be a close one, but I expect this to slightly get over. And then the corner play was very strong. 11 even for Dortmund at home, 10.8 for PSV on the road. So 10.9 corners on average. In fact, every match so far at home for Dortmund has seen over 9 corners, and 67% have seen over 9.5. So very strong play. It was tough to back anything other than maybe Dortmund to, you know, plus 114. I do like Dortmund to advance here and to win this match, but I think these props were very strong looking and, you know, got to stick with what we've been going through. I like props here.
Yeah, corners and shots on target, both 9.5, going overs on both, even money for corners, just a shade minus money for shots on target. Just a reminder then, in terms of qualification, who do we like, Steve? Dortmund, PSV?
I'm going to stick with PSV. I believe there's going to be one of the perceived underdogs in this round qualify through. So why not PSV?
Well,
oh, this is the toughest one, I think. Joey Veerman, if he's good to go, I'll stick with our boys PSV. But I think he's a much bigger question mark than Griezmann is for Atleti. So I'm nervous about that, but let's go with PSV. Got to have one dog in there.
Yeah, RJ.
I'm going to stick with Dortmund here.
Yeah, I think Dortmund might win easy. I question the Eredivisie form. I know we had a discussion.
We can tell that.
Yeah, I just don't know where it ranks. You guys were telling me how good the Eredivisie is. Better
is that the Dan Roebuck nap of the week, Dortmund qualifying?
Yeah, why not? It's only minus 150. That's about my sort of price. Best bets. Steve, what's your best bet? Champions League, round of 16, second legs.
Go with Barcelona and Napoli under 2.75 goals. It just feels like a pretty solid pick to me.
RJ, what's your best play?
Arsenal versus Porto over 3, minus 103.
And Will, you've only had one play, which is Atleti against Inter. And we like over 2.25 goals at minus 120. So a different question for you. When you have given us steers for market movements over the course of the Champions League this season, they have been very accurate. If people have been paying attention, and we talk about the plays, but sometimes it's all of the angles and the leans and the chat around the plays that can be just as valuable. Do you expect any sort of significant market movements? I mean, I'm asking about Wednesday's games, really. I'm not quite sure when the show's going to go out, so it gives people a little bit more time to maybe get ahead of the curve rather than a Tuesday game. In those two Wednesday fixtures, do you expect anything? Are you hearing anything? What are your thoughts?
I think the first leg market of Dortmund's PSV was interesting. There was some money that initially came for Dortmund, and then a lot of late money for PSV. I'm talking strong money, professional syndicates, you know, that wager large amounts on these games. I wouldn't be surprised to see a similar pattern on this Dortmund-PSV second leg. I think we're likely to see sharp money on both sides. It'll be about timing your bet. And I think I would not be surprised to see some early money come for Dortmund, perhaps early in game day, and then late money for PSV. Assuming Joey Veerman is good to go. So my advice would be, if you can wait to get plus a half on PSV main Asian line, minus 110-ish, that would start to be very interesting for me.
Interesting to see how the markets move over the course of the next few days, because it's always key when it comes to the Champions League, as it is in any market. Well, that wraps up Betting Weekly Extra Time Champions League edition. Many thanks to Steve, Will and RJ. Later this week, the boys are back tackling the Europa League and the Europa Conference League. So watch out for the best bets in those competitions. For now, though, from all of us, it is goodbye. We'll see you later this week.
Cheers, Dan.